This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The 15th most common question that is there in the minds of the non-Muslims is that why are two women witnesses equal to one man witness? Indicating that Islam degrades the woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about witnesses in no less than 5 different places without mentioning the gender, except for one place in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 282. O you who believe, when you deal in any financial transactions involving future obligations, put it down in writing and take 2 men witnesses. But if you cannot find 2 men, then take 1 man and 2 women. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further continues and says that if one of them errs, the second will remind her. So this verse is only talking about financial transactions and nothing else. Let me give you an example for better understanding. For example, if you want to undergo a surgery, and if you want to take the advice, so you will take the advice of 2 qualified surgeons. But if you cannot find 2 qualified surgeons, so you will take the advice of 1 qualified surgeon and 2 MBBS doctor. So in Islam, the financial burden, it is put on the man. A man has to take care of the financial aspects. That's the reason before marriage, it is the duty of the father and the brother to look after the lodging, boarding, clothing, and other financial aspects of the woman. And after marriage, it is the duty of the husband and the son to look after the lodging, boarding, clothing, and other financial aspects of a woman. That is the reason a man is more aware of the financial aspects. And a woman need not look after the financial aspects. That is the reason in Islam, 2 women witnesses are equal to 1 man's witness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, and there are several verses talking about witnesses without mentioning the gender. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 106 to 108, that if death approaches you, put the will and inheritance into writing and take 2 witnesses. Here the gender is not mentioned. Can either be a male or a female. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Talaq, chapter number 65, verse number 2, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ. That when someone gives talaq, take 2 witnesses. Here the gender is not mentioned. The person should be just. The person should be honest. But the gender is not mentioned. It can either be male or female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nur, chapter number 24, verse number 4, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةً. If anyone lays an allegation against the modesty of a woman, produce 4 witnesses, otherwise 80 lashes. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have to produce 4 witnesses. If someone lays an allegation against the modesty of a woman, and if you cannot produce 4 witnesses, then 80 lashes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nur, chapter number 24, verse number 6, that if someone lays an allegation against the wife or the spouse, and if he does not have any witnesses, then he should take the oath by the name of Allah 4 times, and the 5th time pronounce a curse on himself if he is lying. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nur, chapter number 24, verse number 8, that if anyone lays an allegation against the husband or the spouse, and if the wife does not have witnesses, then she should take the oath by the name of Allah 4 times, and the 5th time pronounce a curse on herself if she is lying. So based upon this, in Islam, 1 female witness is equal to 1 male witness. So the fuqaha, the jurists, they say that in most of the cases in Islam, 1 female witness is equal to 1 male witness. Except for the cases of financial transactions, where a man is more aware of the financial aspects. And the Arabic word here used is tazil. Many people, they translate it as forget. But the appropriate translation is to make a mistake. So if one of them makes a mistake, the second will correct her. So based upon this, the fuqaha, the jurists, they say that one male witness is equal to one female witness in Islam. In all the cases, except for the case of financial transactions, and some fuqaha, they say in the case of murder, because a woman, she is too sensitive. Otherwise, in all the other cases, one male witness is equal to one female witness in Islam. For example, sighting of the moon. At the end, during the month of Ramadan, a male or a female witness is accepted. Any witness is accepted.